It's early evening. Down in the cellar, the furnace is roaring away. Our explorers prepare for their final adventure into that land of steamy dreams.
Have you seen Sanford?
He said he was going for a walk.
Oh, it's after 8.
Well, he knows the way, and he wasn't going to be involved anyway.
And you want to be free to do your own exploring.
Yeah, so? So what?
Well, fine. I just meant to ask you, who did you meet in your steam dream?
A friend from childhood.
Oh, really?
Well, I was the only one who could see her.
An invisible friend?
Yes. And now we're both grown up.
Have you been talking about old times?
I'll tell you later. I'll leave a note for Sanford.
I wanted to say that you were right about him. He's okay.
And now you trust him, huh, Jack?
Yeah, I think I do.
Oh, it took long enough.
Sometimes it takes what it takes.
And sometimes you are impossible.
And once again, back inside the steam room, the trio takes their places.
Man, I want to get back up there with Mr. Zeppi.
And I want to talk to my friend.
I'm going back up into that tower.
So now, let the dreams begin.
And there it is, the fourth tower, waiting for me.
Come on down here, Zeppi. I'm coming back on board.
I'm here. I'm ready. I'm waiting. I'm yours.
And once again, Mojo is standing in the lounge of the Great Zeppelin. And as before, everyone is perfectly still. He can hear their voices, but they are like ghosts or spirits, captured by this strange photographic device.
If I stand still, just stay cool like before, maybe I'll get back in sync with them. If they twitch, I'll twitch. If they scratch themselves, I'll scratch myself.
And so he waits, and as before, suddenly a head turns, a hand gestures, a cigar is lit.
They're coming alive again. Well, maybe not alive, but lively.
Someone bows. And Mojo bows too.
The woman in red is still standing there. She's smoking a cigarette. She's blowing smoke in little jerky puffs. I better check on those drinks. How are those two martinis coming?
Here you are.
Thanks. I gotta taste this. Just like I figured. No taste. It's not even wet. Excuse me? I have your drink.
Thank you.
Sorry it took so long.
I needed this.
You can taste it?
You cannot taste?
Mine is so dry, it's not even wet.
How you say? Cheers.
Cheers. You know, I think I can taste it a little.
Good. We'll finish. We'll have another.
And back within the tower, Jack finds himself once again among the forest of trees with trunks as smooth as marble pillars.
These sculptures of mythical beasts have changed. They're much more detailed. They don't seem worn down by time and the elements as they did before. It's as though they were just carved last night. They're so fresh, so vibrant. They're almost alive. Uh-oh. I wonder, will they become alive? Well, I've come this far. I may as well keep going. There's a strange light coming from deep within. It's too tempting not to continue.
And back in this strange Victorian city, Claudine is waiting for someone.
Claudine.
I can hear you.
What do you want?
I want to know why you are here now.
Why did you know me before?
I don't know. Maybe because I was alone. I needed a friend.
Here, take my hand. Can you feel my hand?
Yes, I think I do.
Will you trust me?
I'll try.
I have so much to show you.
Is there anything here to eat?
Are you hungry?
I just want to see if I can taste anything.
You like caviar? The finest caviar is sturgeon roe from the Caspian Sea.
Can't say I ever tried that.
Here. Open mouth. That's it. Ah, there. You no like?
I can't tell.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm just getting my taste here. You got something with a little more zest.
Spicy?
They got any jalapenos?
Pepper? I don't know. Oh, here, try this.
What's that?
Truffles. Open wide.
I'm getting some texture.
No taste?
Maybe a little. You know, the longer I stay here, it's all becoming more solid.
I know.
Did that happen to you? Is that why you are here?
For some, yes. For me, no.
Is this place going to become so real that where I come from isn't going to seem real anymore?
Don't let that bother you.
Well, I am beginning to like it here.
Then stay and play. Come, sit down, piano man. Play for me, please.
Okay, I can do that.
Changing. I'm going through the full spectrum of colors. I feel like I'm on a journey into my subconscious mind, going deeper and deeper into something that my own wishful thinking is making real. It's like this place is reaching into my psyche and pulling forth images and shaping a reality around it. Is the Lotus Jukebox, the source of it all. But I don't believe it. No, not for an instant. Well, okay, maybe for an instant I'll believe it, but that's it.
Jack walks up to the jukebox with its celestial lights constantly changing colors. He places his hand on the warm, friendly, and in a way, almost benevolent, even compassionate, glowing machine.
Yeah, it feels solid all right. But I know there's nothing here. If life really is a dream, what difference does it make whether I'm here or whether I'm back there? Well, what songs do we have listed on here? Dreams of Rio, really? Dreams of India? Dreams of Bali? Dreams of Sumatra? Dreams of the Blue Morpho? They're all my dreams. Yeah. I should have known. What I've been searching for all these years, is inside myself. I knew that, but I kept looking outside. What was that? Something's happening. The jukebox, it's cracking. It's shattering into pieces. The pillars, they're splintering. Everything is falling down around me. On top of me.
The Zeppelin is breaking apart. Hey, lady, do you know what's happening?
Take my hand. Don't be afraid.
Are we gonna relive the Hindenburg? Damn!
It's all right. Stay here with me.
Oh, man, I think this is the end.
The city. What is happening to it?
Oh, don't leave me, Claudine.
I can't see you. I can't see anything.
Please, don't leave me.
Mojo, what's going on?
I don't know. There's steam everywhere.
What the heck is that?
It's Sanford. He's bashing the projector with a sledgehammer.
I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have trusted him.
Hey, Sanford, stop that.
One day you'll thank me.
Well, that's not today, man.
He's gone wacko. Claudine. Hey, Claudine, you okay?
I'm finished. Oh, man. Yeah,
uh-oh.
It looks like you finished it already.
Hey,
cast iron.
Wake up.
They made things
come on.
Collapse.
Come back.
Well, that's the last.
Thank you.
Oh, I was right.
I needed that.
Man, trust me.
Nice to see you back with your humor intact.
You didn't trust
what
us.
Happened?
Oh, well, I trust you.
Sanford took a sledge to our steam projector.
He did? Why?
So that one day we'll thank him.
What?
Yeah, I know.
And later, having shut down the furnace, Jack, Mojo, Claudine, and Sanford White gather together in the patio as the sun slowly rises above the misty hills of Inverness.
More coffee, Jack?
Ah, yes, please. It's good coffee.
Thank you.
You seem very pleased with yourself, Sanford.
One day, you will all be thanking me.
Maybe forgiven, but I don't know about thanking.
All of you were mesmerized by that infernal machine. You never would have stopped, not until it sucked away your very souls.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous.
Perhaps. But would you have quit on your own?
Actually, yes. I saw it for what it is. Or what it was.
But what was it? Who were those people? Mojo, do you know?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Well, some of them may have just been people like ourselves that just preferred to be there.
Is that possible?
I have no idea.
Life was pretty sweet there. I was just getting a taste for it.
And it was getting a taste for you.
Oh, Sanford. They weren't vampires.
Were they not ghosts?
Ugh, I don't think so, no.
I guess it's back to watching TV at night, huh?
I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Yeah, well, I'm ready to turn in, too.
I'm leaving.
Are you leaving right now?
I am.
Oh, you don't have to go. I'm certain there are other things here you can find to take a sledge to.
What I did was necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like your limousine is arriving.
Jack, Claudine, Mojo, I appreciated your hospitality.
Oh, Sanford, go home.
Yeah, get lost.
One day, you may want to thank me.
But that's not today.
Once again, it's evening in the old Inverness estate. The mist is forming in the valley below. Mojo and Claudine are sitting outside, looking extremely bored.
Oh, man. Maybe it's time I go home, too.
Why so soon?
Because there is nothing more to do.
Well, you can look at the stars.
It's all cloudy tonight.
Ah, there you are.
You know what?
No. What?
I had old Art look at our poor smashed-up steam dream machine.
Sanford really beat that thing up.
Yeah, but it was only the cast-iron casing, not the internal mechanism that got smashed.
But there were pieces all over the floor.
I know, but old Art looked it over, and he said...
Yeah, it's a shame. But it's nothing that old King Cole can't weld back together again.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Maybe I'll get a taste of that caviar after all.
Maybe.
Do you really think so?
We can all dream, can't we?